Stefan, for people who don't know you, tell me just a little bit about yourself and where you work.
Yeah, my name is Stefan Mueller. I work for the University of Illinois at Chicago, and at your Resources Center, I'm the principal economist, and my focus of my research is on biofuels production pathways as well as environmental impact modeling.
Well, we'd like to talk about a new study, the 2012 Corn Ethanol Emergency Plant Energy and Environmental Technologies. In this study, why don't you give us just a little bit of an overview of what you were trying to accomplish?
Well, so it's a continuation of studies we've done in the past. In 2008, we assessed energy consumption at corn ethanol plants and emerging technologies, and we felt 4 years later it was time to update this study and show the results and how dynamic the industry is.
What are some of those things that you might want to share that sort of stood out in comparison from in that 4 year period?
Well, so first of all, the study we did in 2008 showed a dramatic energy reduction at corn ethanol plants from the 2001 levels, and the 2012 analysis that we just released shows the continuation of this trend. You know, yet again, corn ethanol plants, U.S. average corn ethanol production has dropped reduced its energy intensity. A gallon of corn ethanol takes less energy in 2012 to produce than it took in 2008, and as well as less water, and produces higher yield per bushel of corn going in.
Well, and I understand that another thing that has changed is the amount of corn oil that's separated at plants now. How does that factor in?
Yeah, so we saw quite a dramatic increase in corn oil separation by almost a factor of five at corn ethanol plants, and we were able to document that increase. So over the last 4 years, basically, a lot of plants have obviously retrofitted and included that technology in their operations.
So basically, what your research is showing is an improved efficiencies, I guess, on the part of the industry, and this has lots of positive benefits to go along with it.
Yeah, you know, so in the broader picture, right, we're doing a lot of assessments of energy intensity at industrial facilities, and you know, I have to say, in the broader picture of you know where we are in an environment of you know, we just went through a recession, an economic downturn, and despite this economic downturn, the corn ethanol industry has kept investing in energy-efficient technologies, you know, and process improvements. I find this quite remarkable.
Now, do you have intentions to perhaps relook at this again down the road?
Yes, you know, I think like every couple of years, 3 to 4 years, I think it makes sense to revisit the industry and update sort of this benchmark values. You know, after all, the corn ethanol industry, in my opinion, is a relatively young industry if you compare it to, you know, oil, petroleum industry. So the biorefineries are relatively young facilities, you know, 5, 10, 20 years old, and are still subject to a learning curve, which is what we're seeing. And with that, we still see the significant decreases in use in inputs and energy intensity.
Well, we'll definitely point people to where they can get some more information, but maybe you could go ahead and tell us here in the interview, where should folks go if they would like to learn more about your study?
They can call me directly at, first of all, 312-355-3982, or email me for a copy of the study at mullers@uic.edu. That's MULLERS at UIC.edu, or they can Google Stefan Mueller, UIC, and get to my personal webpage at the university.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to me about this study and sharing just a couple of the findings there. I know there's a lot more information that people will find in there, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. And I am Chuck Zimmerman.